Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you're ready to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel your hands warming as you slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Feel the energy in the ball growing. Move your hands apart again. Then towards each other. Let go of the energy ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. The stream of energy warms your back and you relax. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. The energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. The loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy flows up into your neck. Feel your neck warm and soften. Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes, and between your eyebrows. The loving energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head. Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you, from your toes up to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath, in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story.
Thank you.
Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Searching for Treasure. Mia knocked on her brother's bedroom door. Max opened the door a crack, peeked out, and when he saw it was Mia, exclaimed, "Not yet, Mia, not yet." "How much longer?" Mia asked. She felt like she had been waiting forever, when in fact, she had only been waiting about 15 minutes. "Soon, probably another 15 minutes," Max replied, shutting his bedroom door quickly. Mia sighed and headed towards her bedroom. She picked up her T-Rex and Stegosaurus and pretended to have them play tag on her bookshelf. Soon she had the dinosaurs leaping off a pretend waterfall, swimming to a pretend shore, and hopping on her fire engine to go save the pretend town from a pretend fire. She was so busy playing make-believe that she didn't realize how fast the time had passed. Before she knew it, Max appeared in her doorway. "Okay, Mia, it's ready," he exclaimed with excitement. "It is?" Mia replied, dropping her dinosaurs. "Yes," said Max. "You can begin." "How do I get started?" Mia asked. "Here, look at this," Max said, as he handed Mia a piece of colored paper folded in half with a big number one on the outside. "This is your first clue in the treasure hunt," Max explained. "That's why it's numbered one. Unfold the paper and read the clue, and that will tell you where to find the next clue." "Okay," Mia exclaimed. She was very excited to do a treasure hunt, but also a little nervous about having to read the clues. She was just learning how to read and wasn't quite sure how to sound out all the words yet. Max was excited for his little sister and hopeful that he had created the treasure hunt the right way. This was his first time creating a treasure hunt. Their mom had created ones for him when he was Mia's age to help him learn to read. And now it was his turn to help Mia in the same way. Carefully, Mia unfolded the piece of colored paper. Inside, there were words. She was a little nervous because she was just learning how to read. Slowly, she began to sound out the words. Find? She said, with a question in her voice, looking at Max for help. "Find," Max said. "Thanks," said Mia, and continued. "Find Dad's tan showy?" Mia read, again with a question on the last word. Once again, she looked to Max for help. "Shoe," Max said. S-H-O-E is pronounced shoe, and it means the thing you wear on your foot, Max explained, pointing to the shoe on Mia's foot. "Shoe," Mia repeated, nodding. "Now try the whole sentence," Max encouraged her. Mia took a deep dragon breath in and out. And tried again. "Find Dad's tan shoe," she said, understanding the clue. She looked up from the paper to see Max smiling at her. Immediately, she took off running to the closet in their entryway to find Dad's shoe. Max followed closely behind. Mia threw open the closet door and spotted Dad's tan shoes. In one of them was another folded piece of colored paper. This one had a big number 2 on it. Eagerly, Mia grabbed the paper and unfolded it. "Find," she read, recognizing that word from the first clue. "Find what?" Max prompted. "Find JJ's bell?" Mia read hesitantly. JJ was their pet hamster, but she didn't know what a bell was. Max helped her again. B-A-L-L spells the word ball, Max explained. "Oh," Mia exclaimed excitedly. "Find JJ's ball," Mia read. Before Max could say yes, Mia was off running around the house, trying to find their hamster's ball that he liked to run in. Where was it? She ran into the kitchen where Dad was making dinner. "Hi, Mia," Dad said. "Hi, Daddy," Mia exclaimed hurriedly. "I have to find JJ's ball," she said, before rushing off to look in the living room. Aha, she thought, spotting the ball on the couch. It was made of clear plastic, and she could see the next clue folded inside, with a big number 3 on it. Opening the ball, she pulled out the clue and unfolded it quickly. "Find Mia's hat," Mia read, feeling more confident in her reading. "That's me," she exclaimed, looking at Max with excitement. "Yes, it is," Max replied, feeling excited himself, seeing how much fun Mia was having. He felt proud she was doing so good at her reading. Mia raced into her bedroom to find her favorite hat. It was a baseball hat with her team logo on it, the Aue Islanders Little League team. Her hat was on the shelf in her closet. Carefully, she lifted up the hat and found another clue. This one was numbered 4. "I found it! I found it!" Mia exclaimed. "Yes, you did," Max replied. "Great job!" Mia opened the clue, feeling even more confident. Truth be told, she was so excited to get the next clue. She wasn't worrying at all about reading it. "Find Mom," Mia read quickly, before calling out, "Mommy? Mom? Where are you?" Mom didn't answer, but Dad called from the kitchen. "I think she's outside in the garden, Mia." "Thanks, Dad," Mia exclaimed, before going out into their backyard. Mom was near the fence, pulling weeds. "Mommy," Mia exclaimed, "I'm supposed to see you. The clue says I'm supposed to see you." Mom smiled a big smile and then said, "Oh yes, I've been waiting for you, Mia." She gave Max a knowing wink. "Your next clue is right here," Mom said, handing Mia a piece of folded paper with a number 5 on it. "This is clue number 5, which is the last one since you are 5 years old, Mia. This is the clue that will lead you to the treasure. Mia was so excited. She said yes as she unfolded the clue. She began to read. Find Max's bake cake. Once more, Mia looked to Max for help. Back pack, Max said, carefully sounding out the two words for Mia. Backpack, Mia repeated carefully as she studied the letters. Find Max's backpack, she exclaimed, before running towards the house. She raced into Max's bedroom and saw his backpack hanging on the closet doorknob. Quickly, she opened the bag, and inside was something wrapped in gold paper with her name on it. Treasure! Mia exclaimed proudly. I found the treasure! Great job, Mia! Max exclaimed, feeling so proud of his sister. Go ahead, open it! Mia ripped open the shiny gold paper, and inside was a book about one of her favorite animals, frogs. Oh, Max, Mia said, I love frogs. Thank you. I can't wait to read this book. You're welcome, Max said. He had saved up his own money to buy the book for Mia and was very pleased she liked it so much. He was also proud of her for doing so well with her reading. At dinner that night, Mia recounted every step of the treasure hunt to Mom and Dad, with Max eagerly adding in details as well. Before bed, Max helped Mia read her new treasure book about frogs. Mia was so happy to have had such a fun treasure hunt to help her with her reading. She loved her new book about frogs and couldn't wait to read it again. As she hopped into bed, she felt peaceful and sleepy. She yawned. Snuggling under her soft blankets, Mia yawned again. Then she took a deep dragon breath in and out. And thought of all she had to be grateful for. Mia felt grateful for her new book about frogs. She felt grateful she was learning how to read more words. Most of all, she felt grateful for her big brother Max, for being so generous and creating such a fun treasure hunt to help her learn to read better. Taking another deep dragon breath in and out. Mia gave herself a cozy hug under her blankets and relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking one more deep dragon breath in and out. Mia Mia drifted off to sleep, dreaming of the next treasure hunt she and Max would have. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.